Not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon. Learn this with me. Soon enough, not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon enough. One more time. Soon enough, not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon enough. Wisdom calls a voice on high till you. Hear God's own cry, a table laid with honest feet. The path to faith lies at your feet. Here we go. Soon enough, soon enough. Not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom love. Maybe not today, but soon enough. She takes her stand where crossroads meet. No twist. No faithlessness in hearts and pride. No turning back from wisdom's side. Ready? Soon enough, not right away. Maybe not today, but soon enough. Wisdom calls a justice song till human hearts can sing along. She's a tree. Soon enough, not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon enough. Okay, one more time. Soon enough, really? Soon enough, not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon.
We listen to the ancient story of Eve as recorded in the book of Genesis.
In the day that God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for God had not yet caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground. But a stream of water would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed unto his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there God put the man whom God had formed. Out of the ground God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till and keep it. And God commanded the man,
"You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die."
Then God said,
"It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner."
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that God had made. The serpent said to the woman,
"Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?"
"We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die."
But the serpent said to the woman,
"You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit, and she ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate.
"I was tricked."
"No, God created you to be curious."
"I was fooled."
"No, you were taught."
"I was seduced."
"No, you were given your body."
"I was deceived."
"No, you were delivered."
"I did something wrong."
"No, you reached for the wholeness of God."
"But now I'm naked."
"And you are beautiful."
"I feel ashamed."
"You are alive. You are the image of God."
"But I feel pain."
"Feeling is the price we pay for being alive."
"I had to know. I was willing to be subversive to know truth."
"You reached for wisdom."
"I had to know. I was created to know." We invite you to honor our mother Eve, who gives everything to know. Let us bite the apple in celebration, for we, like Eve, are created to know.
Do it.
Thank you.
enough, soon enough, not right away, but it'll be soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon enough.
We listen to the ancient story of Shiphrah, Pua, and Pharaoh's daughter as recorded in the book of Exodus.
King Pharaoh of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah and the other Pua,
when you act as midwives to the Hebrew women on the birth stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, she shall live.
But the midwives feared God. They did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they let the boys live. So the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and said to them,
why have you done this and allowed the boys to live?
The midwives said to Pharaoh,
because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them.
So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very strong. And because the midwives feared God, God gave them families. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people,
every boy that is born to the Hebrews you shall throw into the Nile, but you shall let every girl live.
The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. The baby's sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him.
This must be one of the Hebrews' children,
Pharaoh's daughter said. Then Miriam, the baby's sister, said to Pharaoh's daughter,
shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?
Oh, yes.
So the daughter went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages.
So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because, she said,
I drew him out of the water.
At night we dreamed of the faces of the Hebrew women on the birthing stool. They cried out to God for mercy. What else could we do but help them?
You disobeyed Pharaoh.
We obeyed God.
You lied to Pharaoh.
We bore God's truth on our hearts.
From my room, I could hear the screams of the Hebrew women. What else could I do?
You disobeyed your father.
But he was just a helpless baby.
You knew he was a Hebrew. Why would you take such a risk?
I was willing to subvert my father in order to love this baby.
Pharaoh's daughter, Shiphrah, Pua, listen to us. You were brave women. You risked everything for love and your own truth.
We weren't trying to be heroes. We were just being ourselves.
Being yourselves means knowing when you have to step up into your truth. Being yourselves accomplished God's work.
Being ourselves always accomplishes God's work.
We invite you to honor Shipra, Tua, and Pharaoh's daughter, who risked everything to love. Their subversive acts saved Moses, a nation, and a faith tradition. Let us bite the apple in celebration, for we, like these women, are created to love.
Soon enough, not right away, but soon enough, we'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon enough.
Help us.
Soon enough, soon enough, not right away, it'll be soon enough, we'll ride on.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it came about that an angel of the Lord appeared to Zacharias, and Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him,
"Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb."
And Zacharias said to the angel,
"How shall I know this for certain? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years."
And the angel answered him and said,
"I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news."
And Elizabeth became pregnant, and she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying,
"This is the way God dealt and looked with favor upon me to take away my disgrace."
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, Gabriel said to her,
"Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you."
She was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus."
And Mary said to the angel,
"How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she, who was now called barren, is now in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said,
"Behold, be it done to me according to your word." according to your word.
And the angel departed from her. Now at this time Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country, to the city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it came about that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And she cried out with a loud voice and said,
"Blessed among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy."
And Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Mary,
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 Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary. Who calls me?
Voices of the Creator woman call you.
Why would you call me? I am a woman shamed by the world.
We call you to be healed from your shame.
But how can I be healed?
Is there someone who understands your shame? Then go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
Who called me?
Voices of the Creator woman call you.
Why do you call me?
We call you to make a place for Mary. We call you to heal her with what you know.
But what do I know?
You have known shame and have found wholeness. Can you be a refuge now for Mary?
But how can I help her?
You can help her by hearing her story. You can help her because you have known shame. Shame happens in a world that judges every woman, no matter who she is. To name and claim herself, a woman must seek a healing place where her story can be heard.
Then I welcome Mary as my sister to this place of healing, to this place inside my heart. Blessed are you among women, Mary. I need you, Elizabeth, because the truth of God leaps within you. Please, may I stay alive.
Blessed are you, Mary and Elizabeth. Blessed is the heart that heals. Blessed are we among women.
We honor Mary and Elizabeth. She showed us the loving, healing place between women. They risk everything to heal and be healed. Let us bite the apple in celebration, for we, like Mary and Elizabeth, are created to heal.
Maybe not today, but soon enough. Soon enough, soon enough. Not right away, but soon enough. We'll ride on the wings of that wisdom dove. Maybe not today, but soon.